The design of the scram can be best described by the figure on the right. First, they used the NLDN lightning strike data to first determine the time and location of the cloud-to-ground lightning strike, and is assigned a 40-kilometer grid box, represented as the blue box. SPC mesoscale analysis data is then gathered for this grid box, while downstream motion is estimated using right bunker's motion, represented as the blue arrow. With the correlated motion and downstream severe reports from the SPC severe weather dataset for the next 2 hours are counted and represented in the figure as a green dashed ellipse. This process was repeated for every grid box containing a CG lightning strike for every hour since 2006 for 10 years. There are some limitations worth noting with this model, but I will refer you to their manuscript in the resource tab.